It's finally Friday on Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush.
So I tell them I'm a pro, Jack. And who do you think they give me?
The Dalai Lama himself.
So we finish 18, and he's going to stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know? And he says, it won't be any money. But when you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that for you.
And movie reviews with Andy Pate.
I think that you got the wrong impression about me. I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Chief, mate, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Stick a fork in me, Jerry. I'm done.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush. John Rush.
All right, welcome. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, Friday edition. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, of course, and Dave Bancroft joining us from Veteran Windows and Doors as well. So, first of all, Andy, how's your Friday?
It is going incredibly well. How about yours?
Very, very good. Dave, same
it
for
is,
you?
It is a Friday. Yes,
okay,
sir.
We'll take it. We'll take these Fridays, and I still have another day, but that's all right. I like being here, so it's all good.
Yeah. Why not?
I love being here. It's all good. All right, so Dave, on the window side of things, what is new in the window world?
Not much. I mean, it's the same old, same old. We're fighting against all the big companies and the pressure, and I think that's been kind of our push lately is just to really educate people to not fall for the high-pressure tactics that are out there, and they are everywhere.
What are some of the biggest tactics they use?
I mean, really, it's all very scripted. But one of the biggest ones is after the sales rep has given you his best price, they'll tell you if you sign now, you'll get another 5% off. But if I leave, that's off the table. It's just an
that's
old.
That's kind of shady.
It really is. Or they do the ghost calls to the manager.
Well,
let me call my manager, see if I can get a better price
for
you.
Yeah, right.
People never do high pressure to get you to do something you would want.
Yeah, good point. No, that's a good point.
Very true.
Absolutely, yeah. No, and when it comes to a purchase that's that large, and it is an investment back into your home. You're not only, Dave, as you know, you're not only saving money when it comes to the energy sides of it and so on. You're making the home a lot more comfortable. But the resale, and I don't know what these numbers are, but I got to believe the resale side just increases immensely because that's one less thing somebody coming into that home has to worry about.
It does. And a lot of the windows that we offer come with a transferable warranty. So people often list that in the listing that the windows are covered, the doors are covered, you're good to go.
Are there some tax incentives on windows still, or how does that work?
There are. Okay. The tax incentives now, if you have a certified door, they're giving you $250 per opening, capping it at $500.
Okay.
And then the window side of things gets a little more murky because everything is geared towards sea level. So it's tough to get some of their certifications at our elevation because we can't design the window in the same manner.
I see. So it's not necessarily cut and dried on the windows, but the doors seems like it pretty much is.
Doors are a no-brainer.
Okay. Again, but at the end of the day, if you've got a home right now, and by the way, they don't have to be super old. It depends on the windows that went into that home when it was built. You could have a home that's only 5-6 years of age that, believe it or not, you would think doesn't need windows. But if you walk by and feel a draft or you feel some air or it just doesn't seem right, it probably isn't.
No, I actually just did a house full of windows for a customer in Arvada, and they were still building the homes in that development.
You're kidding me.
So they were the builder-grade windows that are just not properly engineered for Colorado.
That's a new one. I mean, I could have guessed that, but I've never heard that story. So that's a situation where the neighborhood is still getting built out and you're putting windows in.
Yep. I had to drive through all the construction and the dumpsters and the drywallers.
Wow. Meaning that those windows were not very good to begin with, unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately. They typically aren't. And most windows, in order to get efficiency standards, they put some type of an inert gas in there. And you really don't want to do that in Colorado. It's like anything. There's just too much pressure on that glass pack, and it's designed to failure.
Okay. So top of that, you've got a great deal right now, 35% off windows and doors. You've still got your free installation, you know, the free labor end of things as well. That's a really, really big savings, by the way.
It is. It is. And a lot of people are taking advantage of it. So
good.
We're grateful.
You guys need to. So, again, give Dave a call. He'd love to come out. Dave, you're also not ever ashamed of telling somebody, hey, if you want a second or third opinion, be my guest. You know, I can compete with the best of them, so go get your opinions, right?
Absolutely. I recommend that just so people are aware and they can figure that out.
Hey, Dave, one more question. About how far out are you running right now?
Our manufacture time is only 5 weeks.
Okay.
So we're getting them in pretty quick, and a lot of them are pushed out further, but we have the luxury of our manufacturer makes their own glass as well, so we're not stuck in that.
So you're not in that loop.
Cut some middleman. There you go.
All right. Good to know. Okay, Dave, again, Veteran Windows and Doors, I say this all the time, but right now 35% off. On top of that, you get your free labor. I would take advantage of that. Now, Dave, I also know, and I always remind people of this, this doesn't mean you have to come out and put windows in May to get that done. Just have you out and get all of that process started, and you can still take that deal, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, as long as we have everything taken care of in this month, we're going to honor that regardless.
All right. Dave's number, 303-529-0720. Again, 303-529-0720. Dave, we probably won't see you until after Memorial Day, so have a great Memorial Day weekend, and appreciate all you do for us.
Yes, you as
very
well.
Much so.
Thank you.
All right, appreciate it. All right, Level Engineering is next. Solar, by the way, speaking of power and all these different things, solar might be a good fit for you. Call Alan Davis today and find out if it is. You can find him at klzradio.com.
Getting affordable solar on your home without the tax credit is now doable with Alan Davis and Level Engineering. You had thought without the tax credit, you would not be able to afford buying solar panels for your home. It seemed like you will be stuck with electricity through Xcel with their ridiculous rate increases every year. With Alan's help, there is a great way to get solar with no money down and no out-of-pocket expenses. Through a Level Engineering partner named Everbright, they will guarantee your monthly power bill is less than you pay now with a rate locked in at 2.9% increases a year. Far below what Xcel is projecting for their frequent rate hikes. And they keep the tax credit you are not going to qualify for in the first place. Your home goes up 6% in value with those solar panels, and this program called PPA transfers seamlessly with the new owner. Beautifully, you win all the way around. Now you get solar. Call Alan Davis at 303-378-7537 or go to klzradio.com/solar.
All right, Hi-Fi Plumbing, by the way, 877-WE-HI-5. And don't forget, they've got their drain special right now, as well, drain cleaning special, I should say, 877-WE-HI-5.
Hi-Fi Master Plumbers know how to detect costly mainline problems before they happen. Your mainline is the part of your plumbing system that allows harmful waste to flow away from your home. Problems with your main line can cause flooding, broken fixtures, and even contamination of your drinking water. Hi-Fi will inspect your line to make sure trouble isn't brewing. Trouble like roots growing into the mainline pipes, leading to very high-priced repairs if not found early. Clogged drains, funny smells, or new low spots in your lawn are also a few indicators that you may have troubles that you need Hi-Fi to check out for you. You can trust Hi-Fi's 4.8 Google rating to verify that they are the best choice to keep you protected from these plumbing emergencies. Call Hi-Fi Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling and tell them you're a KLZ listener for $56 off the inspection or repair. Just call 877-WE-HI-5 to protect your pipes.
Okay, in our home transitions, take the stress out of buying and selling a home today, 720-437-8210.
K&R Home Transitions sees your home for the value underneath. Don't take our word for it. Here's one of their recent clients about why they'll sell your home faster and for a higher price.
What impressed me most was their ability to understand the true value of our home. And when I say value, I'm not talking about the worth. I'm talking about what makes our house special. Even we are so familiar with our house, we didn't understand the little things that made our house very different from other houses. That's what won us over. When they started talking about little things like backsplashes and others, that adds more value to your house and helps another buyer understand why your house is special than even the house down the street.
The value for your home is something that a great agent should see and talk to you about. Cat and Robin can get you more money faster for your home. So contact K&R at klzradio.com/homes to start.
Roof Savers of Colorado, dial in your roof today. Extend the life of it. Get more money, by the way, when it's all said and done. Save more money, I should say, when it's all said and done. And Dave can explain how. 303-710-6916.
Everywhere, new life is bursting forth. From budding trees to the blossoming flowers. So why not give your roof new life too? Hi, I'm Elizabeth Hart.
And I'm Madison Hart. We want to tell you how our RoofMax rejuvenation treatment can add up to 15 years of life to your existing roof without spending thousands on a replacement. RoofMax is a 100% plant-based, bio-friendly product that rehydrates dry and minorly damaged shingles.
And it gets better. When you restore your roof with RoofMax, you help find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. RoofMax has set a goal to help find forever families for 25,000 children waiting in foster care by 2030 through the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption. Are you ready to rejuvenate your roof and help provide a child with the home they deserve? Call our dad, Dave Hart, with Roof Savers Colorado at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com.
Call today at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com to see if your roof qualifies for the treatment.
Suck it up, Buttercup. Back to Rush to Reason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John Rush together with Andy Pate. And John, are you ready for a movie?
Absolutely. It's Friday. Summertime almost.
Well, John,
absolutely.
John, I've been kind of getting the shakes. You know why?
Why?
I haven't seen a horror movie in at least 20 minutes.
It's been at least 20 minutes. Half a day, right?
Oh my gosh. They've been putting... It's been funny. This last year and a half, has it been something? How many I've been doing?
I guess because they're low budget. Is that what you told me?
Yes. Low budget. And right now, Hollywood is broke, I guess.
So it's the only thing you can throw out there.
I guess they went too woke and they got too broke. I have no idea. These are low budget movies. But here we go again. Time for another horror movie in tarot.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, this old deck's kind of strange.
Where did you find them?
It's an unspoken rule not to use somebody else's cards.
Who cares? Who's going first?
Follow one rule to stay out of danger.
Hello?
You're never to deal with a deck of a stranger.
Location. Alchemistics or death.
Whose face will you see?
When you take your last breath.
Who's next?
All right, John. Are you psyched?
The previews even look weird for this one. Literally.
All right. John, we have seen this setup really a million times. We have a young, diverse, progressive group of people do something stupid at a party, leading to horrifying results. That's new. The theme this time, astrology and tarot cards. Okay, then, John, let's introduce our players. Well, first of all, we got Harriet Slater. An actress I'd never heard of before now. She stars as Haley, a girl going through a painful breakup with Grant, played by a Dane Bradley, a man I've never heard of before now. Let's see.
Alrighty then.
He's a Leo. She's an Aquarius. So they don't communicate well. Well, of course they don't, John. He's a Leo. She's an Aquarius. Let's see. We have the obligatory chubby funny guy. We have the obligatory lesbian couple, the obligatory maybe romance, and the obligatory broken romance.
Got the bases covered.
We've got the formula. Add water and stir, and you've got a horror movie. You've got your cast. Anyway, they're staying in an Airbnb, and they find an old box with a zodiac on it. Inside, John, they find a deck of tarot cards. So, of course, they want readings. Why not? Whatever. But every formulaic horror movie needs a warning. So Haley, who's into astrology, warns against playing with someone else's tarot cards. That's bad news.
Mm-hmm.
You don't play with other people's tarot cards, do you?
I don't play with that stuff anyways.
Not me either. Well, anyway, this is pretty much hide behind the chainsaws.
Okay.
Because naturally, what do these formulaic, young formulaic-y type people do? They ignore the formulaic warning. And they, you know, they decide to get readings with these tarot cards. Well, each player gets a scary-looking card in a reading. One gets the Fool. Another gets the Devil. Another gets the Magician. Another gets Death. And what would happen to you with a full house? I'm too frightened to ask, honestly, John. After this formulaic party, they go their separate ways, and evil starts picking them off one by one.
Hmm.
Naturally,
imagine that.
Yeah, naturally, each time evil comes in the form of their card. So that's the shtick with this movie. Well, those still remaining need help, so they consult a formulaic expert on tarot curses. She's a serious shaman-like lady with serious knowledge of this serious problem.
Okay.
Can you tell I'm not taking this movie seriously?
Yeah, I can tell.
I just can't. I'm sorry. From there, the dwindling group must apply the expert's knowledge and survive somehow. That is the story of tarot. What do you think?
Boring.
Yeah, I know. Well, John, what works in tarot?
Even for a horror movie, boring.
Yeah, what works? Okay, in tarot, the runtime is under 140, so it doesn't overstay its welcome.
Not boring you too long, then.
Hooray! Let's see, there's a lady named Olwen Fowere, I guess. Fowere? I have no idea how to say her name. But anyway, she does a good job as Miss Estrin, the expert. She brings some personality.
Okay.
By the way, she's going to play pretty much the exact same character in the upcoming movie, The Watchers.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, what else works in tarot? Oh, no.
That bad, huh?
Absolutely nothing. Yes. I mean, look, I'm not saying it's all horrible. You just don't care. Let's jump in. What doesn't work in tarot? Well, again, pure formula. I mean, the entire script could have been poached from 20 other scripts. This is... Wow. Then again, when you got the funny guy in the movie, what does he really need to be, John?
Funny.
Yes, he's not. No one is clever or funny or meaningful in this movie. This funny guy is boring. Just boring.
Means he's not funny.
That means he's not funny. Okay, the usual idiots separating and being picked off. I was cheering for the monsters. I really was. I started to feel a warmth toward the monsters. Please kill these
characters. Please get rid of these people. They're that awful.
Yes. Get rid of these characters. The background story made no sense. Okay, you see, John, you have an astrologer hundreds of years ago, and she was treated terribly. So she created cursed cards that killed the bad people. Okay? But why do these cards kill anyone else? Why is she angry at people having nothing to do with her today? No one knows, but she's still using these cards to wreak havoc on people and kill them one by one because I guess you need a plot, and it doesn't matter if it makes any sense.
Hmm.
All right? Let's see here. Everyone seems to have one simple personality, sort of like Zodiac characters. I mean, you know, this is the funny one. This is the sensitive one. This couple is this way. And
it's like a formula. You just throw everything in.
Right. So you have this person, that person. And by the way, they don't give any depth to any of them.
Hmm.
This person's like this. This person's like this. This is person A, person B. This is, you know, it's just terrible. It's just terrible. Everybody is shallow. You don't care about them. And when you don't care about anybody.
You just want it to be over.
Yes. When you don't care about anybody in a movie, you don't care about the horror.
Yeah, right, right.
You know, it's not real horror. You know, I mean, think about it. There are, you know. I guess we could see horrible things happen in life that we don't care about. We do horrible things at a kitchen, cutting up those, you know, vegetables. What are we doing to what atrocities are we committing on these vegetables? Well, it doesn't matter because we don't care.
Right.
Okay, well, the vegetables in this movie, we don't care about them either. And so tarot is a bad movie, John. And that's about all I'm going to say. This
that
movie,
bad.
It is. It is dumb. And let me get back to you. I'll sum it up with this once again. Folks, if you're going to make a movie that is, you know, make a horror movie about a bunch of young people in a house and so forth, please, please, please try to have something really unique about it. Don't go totally formula. Don't reel off several characters in a row. Remember, we had a ballerina vampire movie a couple weeks ago that was quite good. Why? Because the characters were good. And by the way, you had actors you had actually heard of once or twice.
Makes a difference.
Who could act. And the characters had different personalities that were really interesting. None of that here. Rotten Tomatoes. They agree with me, John. They gave this 8%.
Wow.
Single digits, John. Single digits.
Bad, huh?
Yeah, I'm actually going to be a touch friendlier than them. I'm going to give it one whole star for quality. Political 3, more religious 2, just because, you know, once again, it's shoving some agenda on us. But, you know, not a big deal. Who cares? Who cares if a bad movie that you're not going to watch has agenda?
Doesn't really matter.
It's an agenda that will never be seen, John, because no one is going to go to Tarot. This puppy is going to be out of the theaters easily after a week or two and go right to video where you are all free to ignore it there. Do I recommend
so it's
going?
A dog.
Yeah. Do I recommend going to Tarot? No. Here's what I recommend. Go to the theater, find the auditorium that is Tarot, and go to the movie that's to its right. Whatever
that is will be better.
It's a step up. That's it, John. Do not go to Tarot.
Veteran Windows and Doors. Dave was just here a moment ago. 35% off and free installation. Call him now. Find him at klzradio.com.
Veteran Windows and Doors guarantees every window and door they install is installed correctly. That means insulated, flashed, and sealed on the inside and outside for your benefit. It's because they follow stricter installation codes than what is required to protect you and your home from any additional costs or problems. And Veteran commits to a 5-year labor warranty because they want to go the extra mile. They are that confident in their craftsmanship and product. Veteran Windows and Doors will take time to make sure your home is weathertight during installation so that you remain comfortable throughout the entire process. Veteran promises they will always be there for you on the phone and in person in the rare chance any issues arise. Other companies give you a shorter labor warranty, and they may never return your call. For the month of April, enjoy free installation on your windows and doors with Veteran. Check out Veteran Windows and Doors today at klzradio.com.
Ford Motors Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Kurt will help you with whatever you need when it comes to first-time buying, veterans, or maybe you're a seasoned homeowner and you're just looking for your next purchase. 720-895-0500.
Are you waiting for rates to go down? Are all of your monthly payments too much? No room for taxes or insurance increases? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Do you have rates in the 3s and 4s on your mortgage? We can help you lower your total monthly payments by $700 to $1,200 a month. Money saved is money earned. 720-895-0500, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Have you purchased a home in the last 2 years? With rates down 1 to 1.5%, start saving hundreds now. Take AIM and let our experience save you money. 720-895-0500. Have you taken out an FHA or VA loan? With rates dropping, they offer a streamlined loan that requires no income verification, no increase in current payoff, no appraisal required, and payments $250 to $400 a month lower. And you may also be able to skip two payments. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. We have been saving homeowners thousands since 2001. It's like giving yourself a raise. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. NMLS 217147, regulated by DORA, Equal Credit Lender.
Group Insurance Analysts, they're a broker. They'll shop the best deal for you, e-gia.com.
Finding insurance can be confusing, and picking the wrong plan can cost you thousands of dollars out of your pocket. You need an independent insurance broker to help you find the best coverage that fits your needs and at the very best premium. Call Paul Lenigro at GIA Insurance, and his team of independent insurance specialists will help you find the right plan for your needs. As independent brokers, GIA Insurance does not work for any insurance company. They can shop the market and find you the best premium for the coverage that you need. GIA never charges fees, and your premiums will never be any higher than going directly to the insurance companies or buying online. Receive the local hands-on service you don't get with a call center or online. Whether it is your home, auto, Medicare, life, ACA, health, or business insurance, GIA has got you covered. They've been doing this as independent brokers since 1984. Call 303-423-0162, extension 100, or go online to e-gia.com.
Are you a retired salesperson? Would you like to make some extra income with minimal time involved and no pressure? I may have the perfect option for you. My name is Tom Lozano, and I am in the final clean business. What is final clean? We work with the major commercial construction companies in Colorado. When an apartment complex or hotel is just about finished, they need a final clean company to make the project ready for the owner. So what would you be doing? It's so simple. I teach you to find the right person at a commercial project. You introduce yourself to that person and give them a brochure. You pass the contact information over to me and you get paid. And there's a very nice back-end commission available if the job closes. Interested? Go to klzradio.com/final-clean. That's klzradio.com/final-clean. It'll be the easiest sales work you have ever done. klzradio.com/final-clean.
Now, back to Rush to Reason, presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, John Rush, together with Andy Pate. And John, are you ready for another movie?
This is a remake of one of my favorite shows when I was a younger person.
Were you a
lead? I wasn't a kid, but I was old enough to I gotta remember how old I was when that show was out. Anyways, I wasn't a, you know,
yeah,
like young teen. I mean, I was old enough. I enjoyed the show. It was great and all that. And yeah, it was one of my favorite shows.
Yeah, what a tween.
And I watched it, you know, the other day, and I'm like, man, that thing was cheesy. But still, watched it.
All those old shows that Lee Majors.
They were cheesy.
Yeah,
but it was still good.
$6 Million Man. Yeah. It's all corny. Well, here we go. Let's kick off the summer, John, with our first popcorn action film, The Fall Guy.
This film has everything.
Everything? Do you want to make out or?
Nope. Oh, yes.
This does not seem safe.
Hell yeah!
We're getting tangled in exposition.
Minerals.
Gold.
You're like sexy bacon.
What is this?
You know?
You need carbs!
What are you doing?
Just chilling down.
You even crying to Taylor Swift?
Doesn't everyone?
I sure do, John, don't you?
I was 17. When that was out back in the day.
Okay, that show. That was a fun show.
I don't know.
Why not? Okay, well, Ryan Gosling, he's in a lot of stuff now, isn't he?
He is.
Yeah, he stars as Colt Seavers, a stuntman who broke his back 18 months ago working for action star Tom Ryder. Well, since Colt's purpose is bouncing back from pain, he felt worthless. I mean, that makes sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're guys, we understand. He felt worthless, and he went into a shell during recovery. Well, he even pushed away the love of his life, and that's Jody. She's played by Emily Blunt. And today, Colt has fallen all the way down to being a parking valet. His life has fallen apart.
Alrighty then.
Well, Colt gets a call from Gail. She's played by Hannah Waddingham, and she produces Ryder's movies. Well, Gail wants Colt to return as Ryder's stunt double, but also to find Ryder, because Ryder has disappeared, John. The star has disappeared.
All right.
Well, Colt would refuse, but the movie is being directed by Jody. This is a second chance. So, of course, he decides he's got to come back. And Colt must find Ryder while working in a film with the woman he loves and lost. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Along the way, there are great stunts, as this film is an ode to stuntmen everywhere. And I like that, by the way. And there's also a big plot twist as Colt finds a dead guy.
Oh, boy.
Yes. What happened? Who is the killer? And can Colt find Ryder? Well, braving underworld bad guys and suspicious characters, Colt must solve the mystery and hopefully win Jody back. But how much punishment can a stuntman take? And that is the story of The Fall Guy.
Kind of the original, you know,
Yes.
TV series was similar to that. So right. I'm glad they kind of kept with that whole theme.
Yeah, yeah. Lee Majors, he'd solve mysteries also being the stunt
guy. Right.
Yes. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Okay, what works in this Fall Guy? Well, first of all, the stunts, John, are a real treat. They are.
Okay.
And it's fun to see more of what goes into them.
Okay.
I really enjoyed that. This film highlights a real challenge for men. This is kind of meaningful. Men, we want to take a licking and keep on ticking. We do. Right. When we can't bounce back, we feel worthless and we tend to push people away.
Mm-hmm.
We really feel that we can bounce back from hard things in life. And this is tough on a guy. Well, Ryan Gosling has totally embraced the pathetic super hunk persona. That's him nowadays, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Went too far in Barbie. But, you know, he's generally very funny at doing this.
Agreed.
And I enjoy it. And I've always liked Ryan Gosling anyway. There are a number of good number of funny moments, funny lines, sight gags. I enjoy that. And every time one happened, it just was, you know, it was a real breath of fresh air.
Okay.
And finally, I enjoyed the homage paid to stunt guys in the credits. The final credits stay for the end because, to me, that was great stuff.
Okay.
Watching the credits and watching the stunt guys and watching them do a lot of what they were doing. And you'd see stars like, you know, like Ryan Gosling giving him a big hug and getting excited on a stunt. That was neat.
Very cool.
I like that. Okay, what doesn't work in The Fall Guy? Well, first of all, John, classic action comedies like Beverly Hills Cop, Midnight Run, they had great comedic performances,
yep.
Right? Totally focused storylines. Remember, you remember Beverly Hills Cop.
Oh, yeah, we watched it the other day.
Okay, boom, 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 boom. It took you along, and you were totally drawn into the characters, even though this is basically a guy doing stand-up the entire
right.
movie.
Right.
Doesn't matter. You're watching a great performance, totally focused storyline. You're never bored or lost. There's never anything going off track at
right.
all. You got focused action, all the action, totally focused on what you're going through. Great chemistry between the main characters. That's also true in Midnight Run. Nothing feels scattered or pointless in these great movies. Is this true?
Yes.
This film falls short on all counts. It really does. Emily Blunt, she starred in A Quiet Place. I think they took all the missing dialogue from that movie and added it here. Okay? And not just the dialogue, but a lot of stuff. This film is easily 30 minutes too long. It's a 1-hour story in a 2-hour and 7-minute movie.
Okay.
It just, wow. It dragged out a lot at various times. And it's kind of funny, though. At least it would come back and give you a sight gag or something good to keep to wake you up, and then it would go back into it. The chemistry is only so-so. Gosling and Blunt, you'd think, okay, these two megastars, gorgeous
right.
people, right? Well, John, they're just two beautiful people who are together because they're starring in this movie and should be together.
Other than that, there's...
I didn't really sense that much going on, really. Yeah. I didn't. Emily Blunt, who, by the way, happens to be my second heartthrob after Kate Beckinsale of Underworld, just saying. My wife knows this. This is something we've come to accept. This may be her least impressive performance.
Oh, that's sad.
She is a wonderful actress. She really is. Late in the movie, she instantly becomes a ninja, by the way.
Ah.
And I'm saying that facetiously, but there's this scene, this ridiculous scene. Guy breaks into her room. At least she feels it's a guy breaking into her room. He's in a costume. And suddenly she breaks out all these ninja wah, wah, wah moves and beats him up and does all these things that you've had no indication up until then that this woman who weighs like 20 pounds could do. And it's just ridiculous. It makes absolutely no sense. The first 20 minutes of this movie is tedious, with jokes that don't land and a story waiting to take off. It does get funnier, so hang in there.
Okay.
There are meaningless scenes, like one where an actress also becomes ninja-like and attacks Colt. And I mean, as she's working the sword, jumping around, doing all this, and you have no, why is she attacking him? It's pointless. There are some action scenes, like one with Colt getting beat up in a container while being dragged by a vehicle. John, it seems to go on forever.
Yeah.
It seems like I'm just sitting there saying, will you end the scene? Move it on. Do something else. Anything else. Seriously, give me a scene from Tarot. Put something else on the screen right now. This is getting old. Hannah Waddingham, remember I mentioned her earlier. She's Gail. She comes off completely forced and exaggerated as this producer.
Hmm.
Just It wasn't working. It was like this caricature of a character that was stuffed into this movie. There's not nearly enough humor to carry 2 hours and 7 minutes of film. Okay, you've got a few really good sight gags. Not enough. There's funny lines. Not enough.
Mm.
Okay, it's way too long, John. This should have been a 90-minute movie, 95 tops.
Got it.
They went far too long. I was not impressed. I was not. And, you know, as I always say, a movie's got to be at least 3 stars. At least 3 stars for me ever to want to see it again.
Right.
I went with my wife, so you're getting 2 different perspectives. Neither of us ever wants to see this movie again.
That's sad.
Yeah. Rotten Tomatoes liked it. They gave it 85%.
Okay.
Which kind of surprised me that they were that high on it.
I wonder
why. I don't know. Quality, now I'll be honest, for me and Corey, both of us, and independently, we had it at 1.5 stars out of 5.
Okay.
But for general audiences, I'm giving this 2.5 stars. I think most audiences are going to enjoy, first of all, these 2 megastars and, you know, these 2 beautiful people. And that's fun to watch. And I think we're all going to really enjoy the stunts. And that's fun. I think the music was good. That was a lot of fun. Good rock and soundtrack. I like that. And I think, you know, with plenty of sights and sounds, I think for people wanting just to get out of their homes and have some kind of summer blockbuster, this is the first one.
Okay.
So I think a lot of people, to a degree, are going to be impressed. And you'll have, I think the highest anybody could go would be maybe 3.5 on this thing. I don't think anybody's going to say, oh, my gosh, I loved it. But I think for a lot of people, this will be a decent start for the summer.
Okay.
All right. Political 3, Moral Religious 3, didn't preach. I like that.
Take that.
Yeah. So, you know, it's basically some light Hollywood popcorn fluff to start off the year. The problem is, if you're going to put out light Hollywood popcorn fluff, make it shorter. Okay.
Tighten it up.
Yeah. Corey leaned over to me about midway through and just said, did anyone edit this?
Hmm.
And I leaned back and said, no.
Hmm.
Okay. There's plenty of good stuff in it and plenty of moments that you're just kind of like, move it along. And that's it. So for me, I'm moving along. I don't want to see The Fall Guy again. But do I recommend going and seeing The Fall Guy? You know what, folks? Right now, there's nothing out that's
there's
real.
Not a lot to see, right?
No. I mean, actually, I saw a good movie last week, but that's a small movie.
Right.
Right. This is, you know, you will have some fun. You're going to have some fun. So turn off the brain a lot. Kick back, you know.
Grab your popcorn.
It's on the big screen. Grab your date. Sit back and don't be too much of a critic and enjoy it.
Okay.
That's what I recommend.
Good enough.
Fall Guy.
Gino's Auto Service. And if you need anything done to your vehicle, they'll take care of it. There's always a special at Gino's, by the way. And what I would say is give them a call. Gino'sAutoservice.com is the website to find them. And don't forget, again, Gino starts with AJ.
Gino's Auto Service in Littleton is having a strut sale. Struts help in the stability and handling of your vehicle and provide a better ride. This month, get a $50 NAPA rebate with the installation of 2 NAPA Quick Struts or a $150 rebate with 4 NAPA Quick Struts. Have you had your struts checked recently? At Geno's, we check your struts every oil change. Stop in this month and we'll check your struts for free. For over 40 years, Geno's Auto Service has been serving Littleton and customers along the Front Range. We back up our work with NAPA's nationwide, peace of mind, 36-month, 36,000-mile warranty. To make your life simpler, Geno's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Don't forget to check out all our Geno's Google reviews for a good snapshot of our business. Give us a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon. Stop in or visit us online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Geno's with a J.
All right, Cub Creek Heating and Air Conditioning. There's a special right now on your AC tune-up. Give them a call today. Find them at klzradio.com.
Something about summer.
Get your whole HVAC system ready for summer with Rheem Certified Pro Partners Cub Creek Heating and AC. Cub Creek is offering $50 off their spring tune-up service, and what they offer is what you pay, with no add-ons, trip charges, or other costs. Cub Creek service goes through a 25-point inspection where they'll check the entire system inside and outside of the home. They'll clean the unit and lines completely, even the coils outside or pads on your swamp cooler, and it's all included in their upfront cost. A crucial difference with Cub Creek is that they clean the system before they check it. That means all the buildup, dust, and dog hair won't give them indications of costly issues that can be fixed just by cleaning the system before testing. Get in before the summer rush to turn on the air conditioner with no surprises and know what you're going to pay up front. Contact Cub Creek Heating and AC now at klzradio.com/HVAC.
All right, Dr. Scott Faulkner, and if you're looking for a medical provider, we've got a great doctor for you. He's my doctor, Dr. Scott, 303-663-6990.
Do you want to improve your health, fitness, and beauty? Are you an athlete recovering from an injury? A weekend warrior who is sore from your last workout? Do you have a chronic medical condition trying to meet a health and wellness goal? Or maybe you are looking for a great doctor who thinks the way you do. Dr. Scott Faulkner and Castle Rock Regenerative Healthcare is your path to a healthier tomorrow. Owner Dr. Scott is a board-certified internal medicine specialist, bringing decades of experience and expertise to the table. Dr. Scott is a true advocate of the latest advancements in healthcare. That's why he uses umbilical-derived stem cells, which have been clinically proven to be the most potent stem cells available. Worried about being lost in the crowd of impersonal healthcare? Fear not. Dr. Scott is a big picture doctor, not beholden to big pharma like some other providers. He takes the time to understand your unique needs and will customize your healthcare to fit you, your body, and your lifestyle. Reach your full potential and achieve your goals. Call Dr. Scott today at 303-663-6990 or visit him online at castlerockregenerativehealth.com or find him at rushtoreason.com.
All right, Ridgeline Auto Brokers, two locations now to serve you, and they've got one in Fort Collins, one in Boulder, new used cars, or they'll fix your current car or fix up your current vehicle with accessories or anything else you need when it comes to that. RidgelineAutoBrokers.com is where you find them.
Are you in the market for a reliable car that won't break the bank? Drive Radio sponsor, Ridgeline Auto Brokers, specializes in quality used cars that cost between $15,000 to $25,000, making them a great option for first-time drivers or anyone looking for a good deal. They pride themselves on providing a transparent and hassle-free car buying experience. That's why at Ridgeline, they never charge a dealer fee. Plus, all vehicles are inspected by Legacy Automotive, a Colorado Select member and sponsor of Drive Radio. For a limited time, they are offering first-time customers the first oil change for only $1. Every car comes with a 30-day warranty, with the option to purchase a service contract. And at Ridgeline Auto Brokers, there are competitive financing options to fit your budget. If you cannot make it to the dealership in person, there are videos of all Ridgeline cars for sale on their website at RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Call today at 303-442-4141 to schedule a test drive or visit RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Ridgeline Auto Brokers, the smartest way to buy a car.
Veteran Windows and Doors guarantees every window and door they install is installed correctly. That means insulated, flashed, and sealed on the inside and outside for your benefit. It's because they follow stricter installation codes than what is required to protect you and your home from any additional costs or problems. And Veteran commits to a 5-year labor warranty because they want to go the extra mile. They are that confident in their craftsmanship and product. Veteran Windows and Doors will take time to make sure your home is weathertight during installation so that you remain comfortable throughout the entire process. Veteran promises they will always be there for you on the phone and in person in the rare chance any issues arise. Other companies give you a shorter labor warranty, and they may never return your call. For the month of April, enjoy free installation on your windows and doors with Veteran. Check out Veteran Windows and Doors today at klzradio.com.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right. Yesterday's impossible question of the day. What car was featured in Ferris Bueller's Day Off? The answer is a 1963 Modena Spider. A lot of people think it's a Ferrari, but no, it was not. Today's impossible question of the day. When did the saying, "May the 4th be with you," enter mainstream culture? When did the saying, "May the 4th be with you," enter mainstream culture.
Hmm.
That's tomorrow, by the way, May the 4th. May the 4th be with you.
It's been a few years. I don't remember exactly when.
There's no way I'd guess this. So wouldn't okay. Happen. Wouldn't happen. I would never guess it.
Was it when Independence Day came out?
Nope. Earlier than that.
Wow. Okay. Never mind.
Answer this on the RushToReason.com website. Okay. We're going to talk about the Jeffco fundraiser here in a moment. Before that, though, Andy, because it's Friday, I always want to have a little good news on a Friday.
Let's do it.
UNC frat boys save the flag.
Hooray!
If you guys haven't seen this story, go look it up. Enduring insults, middle fingers, flying water bottles, about a dozen fraternity brothers stood their ground around the American flag at the University of North Carolina on Tuesday. These people wanted to tear down the flag, and we went there to protect it. Pi Kappa Phi member Brendan Rosenblum told the Nation News, "On balance, me and my friends did not allow that to happen. The standoff began when pro-Palestinian protesters raised the Palestinian flag on the pole. The UNC Chancellor Lee Roberts, accompanied by police officers, took it down and rehung the U.S. flag, which was flying at half-staff in honor of the law enforcement officers killed Monday in Charlotte." Well, those protesters were still wanting to take that flag back down, but the boat-shoed frat boys showed up and said, "Yeah, no, not on our turf. That ain't happening." And they protected the flag. And since then, some folks out there said, "You know, these guys need a rager. Throw them a rager."
Woohoo!
They started a GoFundMe account, and it's almost $400,000 now.
Woohoo! Good for them.
You know, in a way, I shouldn't say in a way. It's not in a way. This shows you literally the poke in the eye at all the stupid Palestinian protesters that are out there, that these guys can raise $400,000 for a rager for doing nothing more than keeping them away from our flag.
That's wonderful.
It's awesome.
John, let's get politically honest here, okay? How many Palestinian, you know, pro-Palestinian protesters are Republicans?
No, zero.
Zero.
None.
Yeah, folks, when you see those groups raging out of control and attacking the American flag and tearing things down and doing everything that they're, you know, and calling for the murder of Jews.
Right.
Literally, they're calling for the extermination,
extermination of, that's right.
of Jews. You must understand that is the Democrat Party in action.
That's right.
Okay?
Flat out.
When you saw everything that was tearing apart Seattle a couple years ago,
that is
the Democrat Party in action. When you saw BLM and Antifa raging out of control, that is the Democrat Party in action.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you, folks, if you want violence, there's one side of the aisle where you're going to find 95% of it.
Yep.
When you see the streets of Chicago shot up every weekend.
That's right.
What is that?
That's right.
That's the Democrat
exactly
Party in
right,
action.
Andy.
Baltimore, San Francisco. When you see San Francisco, which is no longer livable, that is the Democrat Party in action. Folks, I want you to understand something. Even if you're an independent listening to me right now and you think, well, he's a Republican, he's saying, fine, ignore all that. Take a step back and look at every area or place that is completely Democrat dominated and think for a moment.
Yep. Fact.
Do you want that to be your country?
Fact. Absolutely. So,
okay.
All right. Switching gears, we talked earlier in the week about Kristi Noem. We spent a little bit of time on that and not going to get in the details of that today. Most of you by now know the story. There was a fundraiser slated with Jefferson County Republicans to have Kristi come in, and they were going to do this tomorrow night. And Andy and I suggested earlier in the week that, yeah, if you're in that world and on that committee, I would highly suggest you move right along and don't do that. Cancel the event. Find another speaker. Do whatever. Well,
yeah, you're going to have protesters everywhere.
As of today, that for those of you that maybe don't know, that event's been canceled.
Hoorah. Amen.
Yeah.
Hoorah.
Thank you. Yes, absolutely. Should have canceled that.
Yeah, and it blows my mind. There were a lot of people I was debating online who were saying, "No, no, no, it's okay. They
no,
don't understand.
Not.
Didn't you see her? Didn't you see her? Her on Hannity
Doesn't
and
matter.
Giving her reasons."
Doesn't
I'm
matter.
Like, guys.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
No, irrelevant.
Yeah.
Sorry, folks. Those of you that are saying that, it's completely irrelevant. John and Cheyenne, go ahead, sir.
Hey, about the frat party.
Yeah.
With the frat boys, did you hear or see on X John Rich of Big and Rich said just let him know where and he'll come and
oh,
the
that's
interview.
Awesome.
Hey!
Good job.
Way to go, John.
That's awesome.
Yeah. John Rich.
No charge. He said we'll come and give you a good show.
That's awesome.
Awesome.
Very cool. Again, John, point being, showing how many people there are out there that are not on the side of the Palestinians, Hamas, and all the nonsense going on these campuses.
Let me predict something right now for both of you Johns. That is going to be a massive event. I remember many years ago, Rush Limbaugh said he was just going to come to a little thing called Dan's Bake Sale in Fort Collins.
Yep.
The entire
I remember that.
That I actually went there on that day instead of to my college graduation. I skipped it and told them, mail me my certificate.
You wanted to go there
instead? I'm going to Dan's Bake Sale. And it, the whole Fort Collins was overrun. I'm predicting right now, wherever they're holding it,
it'll be overrun. The same thing, absolutely. Which shows you the support for them versus the knucklehead protesters.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I have this to say about the protesters, the ones that are of school age, not the professionals. They're just a bunch of spoiled brats whose parents did a poor job of raising them.
I'm going to add something to that, John. And if they would like to go to Gaza, I'll give them a one-way ticket.
Yeah.
I'll buy them their one-way ticket to go there if they'd like to do so.
Yeah.
I got an army buddy who's uber liberal, and he's been defending them. I said, well, you're in the medical industry. Why don't you volunteer for Doctors Without Borders?
Yeah.
And I haven't heard back from him.
And you won't. Anybody defending them, I would give actually the same offer, too. If you're going to defend those protesters, I'll give you a free one-way ticket to Gaza. One way. You're buying your own way back if you even can come back once you're there.
Yeah, and John, to all those who keep trying to equate the sides, oh, it's genocide. No, it's not. They're trying to remove a threat to their existence.
That's right.
Okay, folks, once again, how many bus stations around the world are bombed by Jews? How many terror attacks have there been on America by Jews?
Zero.
I could go on and on and on. These two groups are completely... Oh, one last thing.
Opposites.
What is there anything in the Jewish Torah telling them to eliminate all Arabs?
Nope.
Nothing.
Nope. But I'd volunteer to go over there as a member of the IDF, but I'm too fat and old.
Good one, John. Good
one.
You're the man, John. Appreciate you very much.
That's great.
And by the way, he is 100% correct on that. I'll make that offer stand. If you're a protester, you think Hamas is great, you think everything that's going on over there is just fabulous, and that somehow or another Israel's the bad guy, and you want to go over there on the ground and help out in Gaza, I'll buy you a one-way ticket. I doubt I'll have any takers, Andy. I highly doubt there'll be any takers.
Well, not from anybody who wants to live.
Of course, because in a lot of cases, most of these protesters don't even fit the image of what those individuals even want there.
No, they don't. Look, these people hate Americans.
Yep.
You're a privileged, pampered American. The only thing they love about you is that you hate America and Jews.
Right. That's right. Other than that, there's no commonality left. Golden Eagle Financial is next. Your financial future rests upon you and what you're going to do. Get great advice today from Al Smith. Find him today, Golden Eagle Financial, KLZradio.com.
Life is always changing, so you need an advisor like Golden Eagle Financial to stay on top of your retirement plan. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial has experience responding to all the changes that happen in life. New jobs, regulatory changes, family circumstances, unforeseen events. All these things are reasons to make adjustments to your retirement strategy. Al can help you stay on top of these changes and respond in a way that benefits your goals and plans for a purpose-filled retirement. You can't be confident in a piecemeal plan. You need a solid, time-tested strategy from an advisor with abundant experience. Learn all you need to know about shaping your financial future with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial by going to klzradio.com/money. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Investment, LLC, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Golden Eagle Financial Limited are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Next hour, music that motivates. I'm actually going to head out to a school program, so Andy and the boys are going to handle things on my behalf for this last hour. So, Andy, thank you for doing that.
No problem. We got this. We got lots of motivational tunes. By the way, folks, once again, it's different for everybody. Music that motivates one person is totally different from another. It's personal to you.
No wrong answers.
No wrong answers.
So just again, and there's, by the way, we did part two because there was so many from last week that we didn't even get a chance to touch on. So there are a boatload. Some of you that texted last week, don't worry. No need to text again. I've got all of those added to the notes from last week. So Andy's still got all of those available. So there's a complete probably 30 songs on the listener side just on that alone. So all of you that texted last week, no need to text again. We've got all that dialed in. Andy will mention those in the next hour for sure. So don't worry
Happy
about
to.
That. All right, guys, with that, again, next hour coming up, songs that motivate you. Doesn't matter what genre. Just go ahead and give what those are. 303-477-5600. Have a great weekend. First thing in the morning, Fix It Radio, followed up by Drive Radio. I'll see you then. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.